You know, straight up Peckerwood. I mean, when back in my day, Peckerwoods were never a gang. We were just, you know, white dudes, you know, standing up for ourselves, making sure, you know, we weren't going to get punked, you know. I mean, it was going to be 20 years fed for grand larceny and conspiracy. I'm actually probably one, not going to bullshit, I'm not lying. I'm probably one of the reasons why every one of these debit cards have that chip in it. I'm one of the reasons. But I made a deal. All
right, good afternoon. This is State of Florida versus Steven Testa with multiple cases before the...
All right, so first of all, man, what's your name? Where you from? Where are we at? And why are you out here right now, dog?
My name's Bo Hicks. I'm born and raised here in Austin, Texas. We're at Cheers Shot Bar on 6th Street. And I'm here because I'm the general manager and I like to make money.
There you go. All right, listen, my name is E.I. the King. I'm the host of the Incarceration Podcast. I got one question for you today. Have you ever been to jail or prison?
I did 5 years in the state penitentiary here in Texas, yes.
In the TDC? What
TDC,
units,
yes.
What units were you at, bro?
I can show you on the back of my arm. I got them tattooed on here. They're coming down like calendar dates. You see them right there? It starts at 99, ends in 06. I got out in 06 and haven't looked back.
So what units were you at in Texas?
Clements Unit. The unit right here in Austin, actually. I was at that state jail. That's a, you know, it's half ID and half TDC. Bartlett Unit, Lopez, Walls, of course. You know, everyone gets out the Walls. I was in transfer Lopez, but Dallas, I did the Dominguez unit down in San Antonio when I was getting transferred. So I've been, you know, quite a few, most of them transferred, but I spent most of my time in Clements and Bartlett.
That's real. If you don't mind me asking, why'd you go to prison for?
Pretty white crime. It was going to be 20 years fed for grand larceny and conspiracy. I'm actually probably one, not going to bullshit, I'm not lying. I'm probably one of the reasons why every one of these debit cards have that chip in it. I'm one of the reasons. But I made a deal. It just ended up being credit card debt. I had to do 5 years because I had so many accounts.
Okay. Appreciate you for sharing that, bro. All right, so give us a brief snapshot of your bid, dog. Number one, were you affiliated at all while you were in the TDC? And if so, you mind sharing who you were affiliated with?
I was never family affiliated, but, you know, straight up Peckerwood. I mean, when back in my day, Peckerwoods were never a gang. We were just, you know, white dudes, you know, standing up for ourselves, making sure, you know, we weren't going to get punked, you know. Nowadays, I hear they are becoming somewhat of a gang, and I don't know why. I mean, I guess they decided to want to come together and inform that, but, you know, you got to get permission from certain other families to do that. But, no, I was never clicked up, really.
Okay.
I was about my money in there. I was about my money.
That's real. A lot of the viewers, man, they've never been to jail or prison. So can you give us just a real quick snapshot of your first day in prison, what it was like, what was going through your mind, and then also just give us a brief snapshot of just, like, the middle of your bid and what your average day consisted of?
My very first day, I was 19 years old. I was scared. I was scared when I went in. I didn't know what was going on. My brother just told me to keep my head down and be quiet. So I did. I kept my head down, kept quiet. I learned, you know. I'm not going to lie. It was hard for me to take a shit for the first 7 days. I'm not going to lie. But about my midway down, my average day, you know, I figured everything out. I learned everything's about respect. Respect everything. If you respect everything, you're going to get that respect back. No one's going to really mess with you or nothing, no matter what. And as long as you give respect and mind your own business, you're going to survive. Respect and mind your own business, the biggest cues I can give you. But if you've been like me and you're about that money, go work in that laundry, because that's the internet. That is the internet of a prison. You can have anything moved and you can find anything out.
That's real. All right, now lastly, man, you said you've been out since 06, right?
Yeah.
So now being 2024, you've been out for a minute, dog. So you're a perfect example of not being a statistic and being a part of recidivism, going back to prison. So what would be your encouragement to guys who are currently incarcerated right now and to give them some inspiration that they can get out and live a lifestyle outside of crime and live a successful civilian life?
You can do it. You can do it. It takes hard work and it takes willpower. It takes willpower of the mind. You can't let nothing out when you get out control you. You've got to be able to stay on that track. As long as you can keep on that track, you will persevere. When I got out, I had to stay with my moms. You know, everyone has to stay somewhere, no matter what, halfway house or a family. You're going to do that. You're going to be out there. You got to just keep your mind straight. You keep your mind straight, and you got to work hard. Work hard. I'm not kidding. You're going to have to bust your ass probably more than anybody else out there because you got those felonies on your record. But you can prove. You can prove to people that you're not that person no more. Look at me. I'm a general manager of a bar nightclub here on 6th Street. I actually own a house now. I own 3 cars. I paid all cash simply because I had to save up, and my credit wasn't worth a damn because of the stuff I was doing. But yeah, you can do it. I'm married. There's someone's going to love you. Someone can help support you, you know? You can do it. If you got kids, they're going to support you too as they get older, but you got to be able to support them.
That's fire. And then lastly, dog, can you give us a crazy, funny, any choice of selection, give us one prison story and paint it for us.
All right, I was in intake on this one unit in transfer. I was in intake. Everybody knows intake. You know, you're going to be in there and out pretty soon, but I was in intake this one unit, and big old 7-foot dude, look, with punk, as you would not believe, with muscles out to here, we're talking, you don't get free weights, you got the fucking, you know, the pull weights. He was doing that with guys on top of that. He was also the SSI of intake, and this one dude that was in there with me, it was his first time. I'd already gotten revoked and was going back, but it was his first time. This guy just came up straight up to him. This is the first time I've ever seen this, and it blew my mind. He came up to him, grabbed him by the shirt when the key holder wasn't looking, and he goes, "Hey, I'm taking that dick tonight. I'm taking that dick." I mean, I heard people getting raped and everything. No, he was taking dick. As I'm sleeping, waiting for the transfer next day, I can hear him over and I go, I told you I'm going to take that dick. I almost blew my mind. I've heard men getting together and whatnot, but one's taking, just take me, give me that dick. I'm not bullshitting, 6'4", muscles out to here. Just taking, just on the yard, taking dick. Everywhere he goes, apparently. He likes that dick. As funny and stupid as it sounds, it's real. It's for real.
That's crazy. All right, now lastly, man, are we going to leave at this, man? What would be your message to society? Whenever society can look at us as convicts, as second-class citizens, and, you know, just all the negative connotation that's associated with us and our past lifestyle of crime, what would be your message to society saying that, yo, like, we can change and everybody deserves a second shot?
If parole can see that we're changing and that we're trying our hardest to get out and do better, society could ease up on their levies, on those boundaries they're giving us. Ease up on, I understand aggravated crimes, you're going to get aggravated punishment, but they've been in there for a while, give them a chance. Not everybody is the bad man. Yeah, we've done bad stuff. People do bad things. They do drugs. Everybody in the world does drugs. Just because you didn't get caught doesn't mean it was okay. And because he got caught, that you should punish him more. If you're an employer or if you're just anybody that just society that looks down upon convicts. That's maybe all he did. He got caught, you know, with a gram of coke. You didn't get caught. You could have been in that same boat. So just think about that. You didn't get caught. Everybody out here, I don't care what anyone says. Everybody's done something. Everybody does something. So just give that guy a second chance. You never know. He might become your best friend.
That's right.